Hi, and welcome to the Music Crossroads of Texas. I am Curtis Peoples, your host for the next hour. On today's show, I'm highlighting music about farming and the king crop of West Texas, cotton. Up first is a short piece recorded live in 1952. It's Wally Moyer's and Cotton Rag. And I'll follow that with Butch Hancock and Dryland Farm.
Now we're going to have Wally Moyer do a little bit of Cotton Rag, especially for his wife.
Farms get rain, but I never get a drop on mine. You might think a little old summer breeze couldn't do nobody harm, but it burns like a blazing blowtorch when you're living on a dry land farm. When the west wind comes blowing, well, the sand comes blowing too, and I must say a mouthful is more than I can chew. I've swallowed a gallon for every acre, and God knows it hurt, but it ain't as bad as the trouble I had breaking up that dry land dirt. Now the politician says to the farmer, you're the backbone of the land. The irrigating farmer says, thank you, sir, I'll eat right out of your hand. And your average automobile has air conditioning when it's warm. Yeah, things are cool for everybody but the man on the dry land farm. If I had my wicked way in this equally wicked world, I'd make a Garden of Eden for every boy and girl. But I'd take our two-faced president and I'd grab him by the arm, stick him out in the middle of the desert and make him work on a dry land farm.
Said to the farmer, well, this is mighty cool and nice. grass and it'll be my home.
Andy Hedges with a traditional song, Boll Weevil. And here is the Maines Brothers from their album, Route 1 Acuff, and the instrumental, Farm Road 40.
Dust hadn't blowed this hard since 1952. There's nothing to be done. What's a farmer left to do? So we gathered around the coke box at Lloyd's Country Store, cussing and discussing the how come and what for. We heard the screen door rattle and the wind began to howl, somewhere between a lover's moan and a dog about to growl. With a wild, angry whistle, door blew open wide. Jake Kitchen stumbled in, slinging mud from his eyes. He pulled off his gimme cap, run a hand through his hair, shook the sand from his overhaul, sucked in a breath of air. Walked over to the Coke box, fished out an orange crush. Since no one in particular, hot damn, I've had enough. I'm gonna hitch my old sand fighter up behind my pickup truck. I'm gonna head east on the highway and I ain't never gonna stop till someone says, hey buddy, what's that contraption for? Then I'll shut her down and settle down and I won't fight sand no more. Well, we all sort of sniggered, but old Jake held to his frown, lifted up his orange crush and drank the whole thing down. Wiped his shirt sleeve across his mouth and his hand across his face. Set the empty in the bottle rack and made to leave the place. But Lloyd hollered from the counter, wait just a minute, Jake. All this talk of going's gonna be a big mistake. When the going gets the toughest, well, the tough goes right ahead. Here's something you can think about, and this is what Lloyd said. You can go too soon, you can go too far, but no matter where you go, there you are. Jake looked a little puzzled, just like the rest of us. Maybe Lloyd was getting goofy from eating too much dust. But Lloyd smiled like a candidate about to make a speech. So we grabbed ourselves another pop and we angled for a seat. Lloyd said every place has got its pluses, minuses, and faults. Accentuate the positive, don't think them negative thoughts. Like a Buddhist monk, good karma, that's my philosophy. And by the way, Lloyd finished up, the soda pops on me. You can go too soon, you can go too far, but no matter where you go, there you are. Next morning, like a miracle, the air was still and sweet. But anyway, everybody went where we always go to meet. It's me and Jake and Bill and Bob and Lemuel and Jack. And everyone had his pickup truck with a sandfighter on the back. We's grinning like a pack of possums sitting on a limb as Lloyd come out the front door and he took the whole thing in. His eyes bugged out and he tried to shout, but he couldn't say a thing. As we lined up in the bar ditch and we all began to sing. You can go too soon, you can go too far, but no matter where you go, there you are. Well, we must have laughed for an hour and a half until our bellies hurt. Then we all got in our pickup trucks and went on back to work. It rained before the week was out and we planted by the book. One fence road to another, that's the year it took. See, we all went the distance by staying right where we were. Some years was good and some was bad and some we wasn't sure. But we raised our kids and buried our folks and lived it day to day. And when everything is said and done, there's only this to say. You can go too soon, you can go too far, but no matter where you go, there you are. We'll be right back.
just done turned gray. Said you got your old John Deere tractor one more day. When I'm standing in the twilight of my day, and my final harvest has been made, I want to walk.
And that set was Andy Hedges and Andy Wilkinson with Lloyd's Country Store from their album Mining the Motherlode, and Don Walzer and the John Deere Tractor Song. Here's another instrumental song by pianist Doug Smith, Strippin' Cotton, from his CD Confirmation.
Thank you. cracks round the windows. Let the dust inside. It falls from the sill to a freshly swept floor, and she asks herself why she puts up with this anymore. A rust scarcely acknowledge that she's even there. She'll endure any hardship he brings through the door for a Saturday. Flat and bare, she ties back the bow on a ribbon in her hair, dons a worn cotton dress, checkered whites and reds, though the patterns have faded, she can still turn some heads. When he takes her while he's holding her tight. the place where her dreams keep her alive. As the sounds of the dance hall fade from her head, the silence overwhelms her as she falls into bed.
That was the band Four Stories Tall and the Cotton Farmer's Wife. Four Stories Tall is a collective endeavor comprised of core members Mark Matos, John Wilson, and Mark Murray, all West Texans now living in the Dallas area. Up next is Katie Howell and Cotton Row, followed by Wade Parks and his song Tiller's Flight or the Farmer's Delight. Thank you.
The system skipped us over again with one glance down at the canyon rim. I said, there's no use, boys, this barren region reaches far away. The wind, it sears and shapes the trees of bone dry shrubs taken by mesquite that don't got a chance. We best be on our way. The tributaries need a hand in feeding this forsaken land. But not today, this earth's too hot, so let's dissipate away. Well, down south we'll throw the gates wide open. Up on the cap, they'll still be open. We'd stuck around, let them swim today. All you tellers of the earth, beware, we're sending out a warning for your kind. Well, there's better answered prayers ahead, children's wishes way more on our minds. Well, these jewels are scarce and they're wasted here. Mesquite's a thief and he lost his fear. Your land's living on them tears are falling from your eyes. A thunderhead approaching on a bleak October day. Well, perhaps despite them Sunday wishes, we'll fill them gutters, drench them ditches, and sit back, my boys. Watch them pray we'd stayed away. All you tellers of the earth, beware, we're sending. And they're wasted here. Mesquite's a thief and he lost his fear. Your land's living on them tears are falling from your eyes. All you tillers of the earth, beware, we're sending out a warning for your kind. Well, there's better answered prayers ahead and children. And they're wasted here. Mesquite's a thief, he lost his fear. Your land's living on them tears are falling from your eyes. You're hailed out again, well, no yield this year. 80 acres tore up and nobody cares. Your cotton's living on them tears are falling from your eyes. You're rained out again, well, no yield this year. Your tools are rusted out, nobody cares. Your cotton's living on them, tears are falling from your eyes.
Well, the clouds, they look like mountains building in the distance, and the afternoon was heavy with the smell of something mean. Lord, the stillness was deceiving, 'cause it could change in an instant, and the sun was painting pictures with the colors from a dream. Across the way, a poppin' Johnny droned a summertime siesta, and the traffic on the highway and the horseflies harmonized. But the clouds were changing faces. Now it was dragons they suggested. In the southwest there was lightning and blackness in the skies. And it was cotton high in late July, dollars for December. Crop was made and we had made it well. Oh, there ain't no way in telling why, but I'll tell you why I remember. The afternoon that we got hailed to hell. Ah, the afternoon that we got hailed to hell. Well, we hadn't had no nematodes and no signs of boll weevils, with mostly blooms and new set bowls. The stand was strong and tall, but the wind kicked up raw and cold like the breath of something evil. And the clouds above began to roll and the rain began to fall. We stood under the tractor shed when the hail began to splatter. The helplessness of watching took the life out of our blood. In minutes of destruction, a season's work was shattered. And the life of disappointments lay beat down in the mud. And it was cotton high in late July, dollars for December. Crop was made and we hadn't made it well. There ain't no way in telling why, but I'll tell you why I remember. The afternoon that we got hailed to hell. Oh, the afternoon that we got hailed to hell. Well, December came and went without a single bale of cotton. Come spring, there was an auction that paid a little on the debt. Well, the worst things are the things in life that most quickly should be forgotten. But I can't forget the only time that my daddy ever wept. Daddy died next season, riding someone else's tractor. And I moved to the city, and my mama moved to town. Well, the hailstorm didn't kill him, but it surely was a factor. Old farmers never will admit when the farming gets them down. When it's gotten high and dollars for December. Crop was made and we hadn't made it well. Oh, there ain't no way in telling why, but I'll tell you why I remember. The afternoon that we got hailed to hell. Oh, the afternoon that we got hailed to hell. Well, there's money in the cotton bowl, and there's angels up in heaven, where Jesus sits upon his throne to make the sinners whole. But the hailstone ain't the hand of God, it's just a cursing of the devil, calling in the farmer's note on the mortgage of his soul. And it was cotton high in late July, dollars for December.
I ended that set with another song by Andy Wilkinson and Dollars for December. Today's closing set starts with a double shot of Terry Allen, FFA, and Flatland Farmer from the Lubbock on Everything album, and I will close with another instrumental featuring the steel guitar, Wally Moyer Sr. playing Cotton Pickin'.
Hey, he never done too good when he was in high school. Oh, he never even talked to a popular girl. Yeah, he just hung around down at the drive-in, honking on his horn and drinking Pearl beer. But he's a future farmer of America. Yeah, blue jacket pride of the FFA. And he's a future father of some president who'll be another pain in the ass for the U.S. of A. He'll be another pain in the ass for the U.S. of A. Well, he's a flatland farmer who flat picks no guitar. Yeah, he's a flatland farmer who flat picks no guitar. He don't make no money, but he can out pick a Nashville star. Yeah, the people from the pickups traveling for miles around. Yeah, the people from the pickups traveling for miles around. Yeah, they park in his front yard to sit on his ground. And he eat fried chicken to the flatland sound. He lives. Out lay any of them Nashville stars.